This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The craft beer boom has local breweries springing up everywhere, but at least one crucial ingredient is not local to the Midwest. Most of the nation's hops are grown in the Pacific Northwest. But as Ariana Brocious reports for Harvest Public Media, that might be starting to change.
Beer is made from four basic ingredients: water, malt, yeast, and hops.
Hops are perennial. They can last up to 35 years once planted.
Annette Wiles of Midwest Hop Producers shows off a plant at her two-year-old hop yard in Plattsmouth, Nebraska, close to the Iowa border. They've planted 23 different hop varieties on their three-acre test plot.
Our goal is to see what grows well in Nebraska, what's disease-resistant, drought-resistant, and pest-resistant.
Brewers use hops for bittering, aroma, and flavor. Right now, nearly all U.S. hops are grown in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. But as the craft beer craze has been sweeping the nation, farmers in other regions want in on the action.
However, our environment in these Midwest areas is totally different than where hops is typically grown.
That's University of Nebraska-Lincoln researcher Stacy Adams. He's also been testing which hop varieties will do best in Nebraska, using four test plots around the state with different microclimates and soil types.
Given our environment is somewhat volatile, we want to identify varieties that the farmer will be able to market, because the brewers are mainly looking for this consistency from year to year to year.
Universities in Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Iowa are also investing in research and training for this new specialty crop. Local farmers are starting to grow hop vines. That's vine with a B. But Mark Pattison says commercial hop growing can be daunting.
One, it costs about $12,000 an acre to put them in. Two is you don't get a good, profitable crop for 3 years. And three is the labor. Compared to other crops, it's very labor intensive.
He started Buck Creek Hops 2 years ago in south central Iowa and is now the biggest grower in the state. Though the region's humidity can be a challenge, thanks to copious sunlight, Pattison says the Midwest is actually ripe for growing hops.
Obviously, everyone's looking for alternative crops with commodity prices so low. If you're between the 35th and 55th parallel, you're in a good area, and we're at the 46th here.
Pattison is betting that Iowa has a good shot at competing on the hops market. Farming is at the state's core, and he says the flavor of a Cascade hop, for example, is pretty much the same.
Every type of soil, every farm will have a little bit different kind of aroma, but in general, like a Cascade's a Cascade. We can produce the same hops they can.
Startup costs of industrial-scale equipment is a big reason why there aren't more large-scale hop farms in the Midwest. Midwest Hop Producers is investing millions of dollars to build the first commercial hops processing facility in Nebraska. They recently bought a huge harvester from Germany. They'll handle their own hops and those from other growers, too. The delicate hop cones, which are harvested at around 80% moisture, have to be handled right to maximize the qualities brewers want. Wiles leads the way into their drying room, as hot and muggy as a sauna.
Just similar to coffee beans, if you dry them too hot, too fast, you'll burn the oils and then you've ruined your crop.
Currently, most Midwest hop growers are small-scale hobbyists who sell wet hops fresh off the vine to breweries in the fall. But to supply breweries on a large scale year-round, hops have to be dried, milled, and turned into the pellet hops brewers prefer. Kim Cavillac, co-founder of Nebraska Brewing Company, is looking forward to a large-scale supply of local hops in the future.
We do see a future of that. We're really, really excited about that part of the industry growing.
And Cavillac says they'll partner on the brewing side as local hop producers continue to develop.
We'll do test batches and make sure that what they're using is either A, compatible with what we're already doing, or develop some other recipes that are compatible with the hops that they're growing.
So while most Nebraska beer is still made from hops from far away, a whole new kind of local craft beer may soon be on tap. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ariana Brocious.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.